provinces are continuing to roll back restrictions, easing into reopening. And as that was happening, the federal government announced a plan last week to implement 10 paid sick days for workers across Canada as a response to the pandemic. So the federal government at this point only has the power to mandate the changes for federal employees, and most workers are regulated provincially. But that may not stop the feds from encouraging provincial governments to join the cause. What kind of issue, if any, will this cause business owners? Joining us to talk about it is Sunira Chaudhry of Levitt LLP. My goodness, it's been a long time, Sunira. Welcome back.
Thanks, Barb. I know it's been a while.
It has been a while. How is everything going with you?
It's going pretty well. We've been doing a lot of social distancing at the firm, but we've started doing a bit of a staggered return over the last few weeks into the office, which has actually gone remarkably well, even though most of downtown is still a ghost town. So it's a bit interesting to be going back into work because downtown looks nothing like what it used to be.
Yeah, and I guess your line of work is one of those where you really need some aspects of the in-office and face-to-face, I guess.
Yeah, you know, you can telework to a certain degree, but you know, law firms are still largely paper-based in a lot of ways, so having access to the office is still important, and lawyers across the board have been deemed essential services. So some law firms, while many shut down, some law firms more or less stayed open throughout the pandemic to continue to serve their clients.
Yeah, this was an interesting column that you wrote on the weekend about the 10-day paid sick leave plan. How will that work for businesses? I guess it depends on the size of the business, or businesses big and small can be negatively affected by this.
It seems like businesses big and small could, and I say could because this is the federal government. This is Justin Trudeau that's come out and said he's trying to be this champion of paid sick leave, and really in response to COVID-19. For those that have been impacted by COVID-19, we all have heard that you might be absolutely out of commission for 14, 21, even 30 days, and of course unable to work. But who will foot the bill if employers are required to provide 10 paid sick days? Well, that pay is coming out of the pockets of an employer. It's not, at least in terms of what it seems right now, it's not a government-funded benefit. So in addition to things like vacation that employers already pay for, it might be on the docket that increased paid sick time is another increased bill that employers will have to deal with if this new legislation goes through.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, while we're in the middle of this, if somebody has a compromised immune system, or somebody is in contact with someone who has tested positive, or in fact, unfortunately, test positive themselves, isn't it already the case that they have to be home for 2 weeks? I mean, can people lose their job over that?
No, so the federal government and the provincial government across the board, every province has said your job is protected if you have symptoms of COVID, if you're required to self-quarantine. So there is no issue there. And the other thing that Ontario did was bring up the EI sick benefit to be available from day one of a sickness during the COVID-19, so that if you are sick, where normally you had to wait a week. So the government benefit has stepped up as it is for those who are sick to provide you with some income. And so there's already something in place that is new and improved for those who are sick and away from work. So the government has already stepped up. This is a new and additional benefit that the government is sort of asking mid-size, small-size, large-size employers of all stripes to step up and say, we want you to continue to pay employees who are out of the workforce. Not just that their jobs are protected, because your job might be protected, but you could be unpaid. This is your job's protected and you're paid even though you're sick, which is a huge shift.
Sure. And I think that I'm seeing some on the text board, small business owners saying, well, hold on a second. It's going to make our costs go up. And I think a lot of people feel like it is just another one of those handouts, like everything is being given away right now. Who pays the bill?
Well, and on this one, it's going to be the employer. And what paid sick days do in a lot of places of employment, it can leave an employer crippled in terms of continuing to run their business effectively, especially if they're small businesses, especially if they don't have a big labor force and they depend on many of their employees. For somebody to call in sick can certainly disrupt your business. Now, if Trudeau came out and said 10 paid sick days if you have COVID-19 and
right.
specified that, that would be very different. We have not seen the specification for this potential plan, which could, you know, in the eyes of many pessimists to new programs being rolled out like this, could lead to an abuse of a program of this kind and leading less and less employers wanting to bring back their full workforce.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point. And I'm almost thinking, you know, if it were something COVID related or for this period of time, but is the plan to move forward and make it a permanent thing?
At least it seems like it could be permanent. There has been no suggestion so far that it's just for the pandemic. And we've all heard this term second wave. We don't know what it means. We don't know when it could come. Could there be a third wave? Could there be a fourth wave? So I think the question is, are we ever going to be in a post-pandemic situation that sick days aren't going to be required? It seems like the Liberal government, at least at the federal level, is thinking we need to put more protections in place for employees. The big issue for employers is they're going to have to make quick decisions about if we bring our employees back from what are current layoffs, are we going to be dinged for up to an extra 2 weeks a year of paid time off in addition to vacation that we simply cannot afford? And are employers going to go towards automation? Are they going to go towards outsourcing some of their work to other countries with lighter labor laws? This is what's going to be yet to be seen, but we're hoping we're not going to see a chilling effect when it comes to employment in Ontario if this plan is actually rolled out.
All right. And are you very busy these days? It seems like employment lawyers are really busy.
I don't think I've ever been busier.
Really?
But, you know, on both sides. Employers are navigating this. Employees are navigating this because nobody knows. Often, you know, many people don't know what the difference is between a termination and a layoff and how long can a layoff be. And there's a lot of uncertainty on both sides. So it's been actually really rewarding and interesting, but it's been a very, very busy time.
Sunira, we always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks, Barb.
Sunira Chaudhry with Levitt LLP.